Volume. In this episode, we're looking at the first book from one of South Africa's most exciting new young poets, and she's here on the show to read one of her poems.
You do not know yet what you are. Have not had Leviticus angled at you like an ice pick.
Welcome to Read This, the book show where we tell you what's hot in the world of literature, brought to you by the Johannesburg Review of Books and Volume. My name's Jennifer Malik, and I'm the editor of the Johannesburg Review of Books. To subscribe to Read This on WhatsApp, add the number 082-382-1222 to your contact list and send us a message. That's 082-382-1222. You can also listen to the show wherever you get your podcasts. The poet is Maneo Mahale, and the name of the collection is Everything is a Deathly Flower. It's published by Uhlanga Press, and if you're a poetry fan, that's a publisher you should definitely be keeping an eye on. Everything is a Deathly Flower is one of the most highly anticipated debut poetry collections in the past few years in South Africa. In the book, Maneo Mahale writes boldly and powerfully about her experience of sexual assault and how she reconstructed her life afterwards. Maneo Mahale was born in 1992 in Benoni. She was a 2016 Bitch Media Global Feminism Fellow and has twice been longlisted for the Sol Plaatje European Union Poetry Award. She lived in Canada for 5 years, and she's now back in Johannesburg, where she works as an editor and a writer. Her writing is rooted in a contemporary Southern African tradition of poetry, but it springs forth in radical new directions in this book. Everything is a Deathly Flower is a work that illustrates that the process of healing is contradictory and rarely complete. Nothing is what it seems, yet everything is what it is. Mahale calls the book a strange, slippery, queer collection of poems, a long love letter to survival. She says the book is full of rage and contradiction, full of quiet questions, full of joy, harm, history, and silence. I'd like to talk a little bit about the cover of the book, which is really striking and very eye-catching, and you really won't be able to miss it if you see it in the shops. It's got a bright yellow and orange and red dahlia on the cover, which is a type of flower, and then the text is this all in caps bold white. And the cover was designed by Backroads Design, and Mahale says the reason she chose this design for the cover was, she said, "I intentionally chose flowers because of their proximity to beauty. I wanted to place beauty in uneasy conversation with violence. I wanted to see what would happen if I placed something awful next to something gorgeous. I wanted to puncture the silence around queer sexual assault, but in a way that subverted tropes within trauma writing, while writing through and out of my own shame and guilt." In the November issue of the Johannesburg Review of Books, Lididu Malingani, a writer, filmmaker, and photographer, and he's the winner of the 2006 Kane Prize for African Writing, so we're delighted that he's writing again for the JRB. He'll be reviewing Everything is a Deathly Flower for us. So let's hear what Lididu Malingani has to say about the book.
This book is... It's a beautiful book about very terrible things, I suppose, to put it lightly. So it's a book that really writes beautifully and precisely about trauma, sexual violence, violence on women bodies, violence that get exerted on queer bodies in South Africa, around the world. This book captures that in the most amazing way. This book captures love, it captures longing, it captures the conversations that we can't have with our parents, it captures the conversation, the hard conversations that Maneo has had with, you know, her parents about being queer. And so this is a way, for me, a book that is completely, more than anything else, a poet who's spent time and invested the effort in writing a book that feels complete.
With good poetry like this, there's nothing better than hearing the poet themselves read the work. It really gives you an insight into the poem and a feeling for what the words really mean. Let's listen to Maneo Mahale reading the opening poem of her collection, which is called Letsatsi.
In your mother's red golf, you ask her what Benoni means. Son of my sorrow. Hearing the sun instead, you turn the word over in your mind like a coin. Ghosts are living in mind dumps as your mother drives you home. honeycomb mountains are brittle. Tomorrow, you ask her for a crunchy after school. Like all names of the Bible, Benoni sounds ancient. Out your mother's mouth, magic. Menjink. Meijik. You are still small enough to hide inside the good book's rice paper pages. You do not know yet what you are. Have not had Leviticus angled at you like an ice pick. For now, the Bible is a hand drum for women draped in white and blue. Kokatlehong, in a pockmarked garage, they are women made of clouds and ocean. They make terrifying sea-wide music. Skupu, the plastic bottom of everything that has a heart. Shells and bottle tops on ankles. How neatly old and new gods sit together. In school, you meet a man named Cecil John and learn the word pioneer. Turn the word over in your mind like a coin. Your mother is a witness. Your mother is a pioneer, not yet knocking on doors to tell people about the good news. You wonder if Cecil was a witness too. Wonder on whose doors he knocked. For which God to spread what good news?
I hope you enjoyed that reading of the poem. I think it was really gracefully and beautifully read. If you pick up a copy of Everything is a Deathly Flower, let us know what you think of the book on WhatsApp. You can just send us a message or let us know on Facebook or Twitter. Before I go, I'd also like to let you know that we're thinking of organizing an event in December to talk about books. So if you're in the Johannesburg area and you think that would be something you'd be interested in, let us know as well via either WhatsApp or on Facebook or Twitter. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Read This, brought to you by the Johannesburg Review of Books and Volume. My name is Jennifer Malik, and I'm the editor of the Johannesburg Review of Books. Ciao for now. Volume.